Hello, everyone, and welcome to our series with Boomi and Integrated Experiences. Today, I'm joined by Steve Sang, who's the Director of Product Management with Boomi, and Catherine Yose, who's a Software Development Team Lead at St. Edward's University. And today, we're going to be focusing on pervasive connectivity and efficiency through integration as part of this Integrated Experiences series that we're doing. Welcome, everyone. Catherine, tell us a little bit about St. Edward's University.
St. Edward's is a private liberal arts college in Austin, Texas. We have an enrollment of a little over 3,500. About 2,900 of those are undergrad. 577 were graduate students as of fall 2020. And we have a combination of traditional liberal arts offerings, and then we have some very new programs and majors, including one in video game design.
Last year, if we look back in March of 2020, there was a couple of big events, so to speak, that happened in the United States that changed business, changed our lifestyle, changed everything as we know it. How has that particularly affected St. Edward's University, and how did you adapt to that with your student and faculty and everything else around the university?
The biggest effect that we felt is that since we're, for our undergraduates, we want our freshmen and sophomores to live on campus, if at all possible, then our other students kind of fall into the category of commuters, people who live in the surrounding area and come into campus on a daily basis. Suddenly, that wasn't possible anymore. All classes had to immediately be shifted to online only. And although we did have some students who stayed in the residence halls, things had to be done very differently to promote social distancing and make sure that everyone stayed safe and healthy. But a lot of students did leave to go do school remotely from home. So our on-campus population dropped all of a sudden. And we also had to move all of our employees, including me, off campus. So I've just now started coming back to work in my office a couple of days a week after that 15 months of working at home.
For so many people and so many businesses, they had to adapt to, you know, the new normal, as it were. And especially in higher education, I know personally I had a daughter who was just about to graduate from college, and it seemed like every university treated the pandemic differently, not without a lot of challenges that created for the IT organization. So Steve Sang, as I introduced you, you're the Director of Product Management here at Boomi. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you've seen as it relates to pervasive connectivity and how St. Edward's dealt with the pandemic?
Thanks, Rob. I'm really excited to be here today. And I think that one of the key things for Boomi, right, and specifically from a pervasive connectivity perspective pertaining to integrated experiences, is that to us, connectivity connecting to the disparate applications such as St. Edward's, right, is critical to not just moving data from one place to another, but obviously to support the different customers. For us, the integrated experiences and specific pervasive connectivity is not just about connecting applications, right? It is also orchestrating, transforming that data from one application to another so that the applications can easily consume them. But in addition to applications, obviously more and more, we see this in our everyday lives. From an Internet of Things, from an IoT perspective, more and more, we're all getting information that of our experiences, our uses, et cetera, are being used by customers, by partners, et cetera, on how to basically leverage that information and provide us more targeted information. So that's one area that I think that we see more and more, not just the applications, but also from an Internet of Things. And, with that, I'd like to kind of ask Catherine a couple other questions. So Catherine, so you kind of talked about, you know, what has transpired during the last 12 plus months, right? People moving on campus housing, others moving out. How has the necessity of making those changes quickly impacted you and your ability to deliver the best possible experiences for your students?
Well, fortunately, our integration with our housing system was one of the first ones that we had implemented in Boomi in about 2017. So we had an idea of what we could do to pass information back and forth between StarRes, that's our housing application, and Banner, which is our student information and financial system. But we had still had some old pieces of custom code hanging out that helped to define the type of meal plan that people get and whether they need to be charged for an on-campus plan or an off-campus plan. We were also very lucky that right before the pandemic started in March, we were remediating those last pieces of custom code to put them into our Boomi process. And that was at the point where suddenly we had to change all the business rules about what kinds of meal plans people were assigned and whether commuter students were going to be charged for them or not. And it was much easier to make those changes as quickly as we needed to. I mean, we needed to be able to stop charging people and to offer refunds within about a week after the university made the decision that everything was going to go remote. And it was much, much easier by having it as part of a Boomi integration than it would have been in our legacy system, which was a bunch of custom Perl scripts.
So that's quite interesting from that perspective. So for your student population, were they aware that you were able to, you know, handle all these changes, you know, so quickly? Was there any specific view that they were getting of this information as you were, you know, processing the refunds and making these changes?
Honestly, I hope that they noticed as little as possible, because my team and I like to say that we're doing our best work when no one knows that we exist. And so these changes can happen quickly and seamlessly, and they don't have to worry about what's happening with their student account. They just see, hey, the refund showed up.
Do you plan from a connectivity perspective, you know, providing information to your student population so that they can have more visibility to what is available to them? And how would Boomi actually play into this scenario?
That would probably touch more on our student success initiative. So a couple of years ago, we began to implement part of the higher education data structure from Salesforce called Advisor Link. And what that does is to bring information out of Banner, our student information system, into Salesforce so that students can see information about their advisors. Advisors can see information about the students. They can check on what kind of progress they're making. You know, are they skipping class? Is there any kind of grade problem that needs to be addressed so that people don't, you know, we don't want students to fall through the cracks. And that is probably something that students and faculty would be more interested in seeing and being able to get a better window into, because our SIS is a little bit arcane. You know, as one of my teammates says, it's basically a bunch of windows into a database. It doesn't really feel very much like a modern application, but the Salesforce Advisor Link gives a more modern kind of web-based view into student academic performance. So being able to get the data from Banner into Salesforce has been very useful. And I hope that that was helpful for advisors when they had to go completely remote and couldn't meet with students in person.
With that capability, and obviously students these days, everybody is so adapt with technology, et cetera. Do you feel that with this capability and with being able to bring data from Banner, et cetera, is that making your advisors and your faculty, do you see that as a better way to engage them at this point? Have you noticed any changes as far as from before the implementation and before making some of that data available to the faculty and to the students?
The project is still relatively new. So our research group on campus, our institutional effectiveness group, is still looking to see how that usage is changing things. Feels like it's been a really long time since the pandemic started. But on the other hand, a year is actually not that long in terms of figuring out student outcomes. So check back with me probably in a year or two so that we can get a better sense on how this is being used.
Catherine, you know, you guys have been a Boomi customer since 2017. So, you know, fortunately, when the pandemic hit, you guys had a platform and in the, you know, an ability to pivot from a, you know, what would be a normal operating model. And I love what you said that, you know, we do our job best when nobody knows we exist. Kind of like that umpire, as it were, in a sporting event. So you dealt with the pandemic. Obviously, you had a lot happening right out of the gate with the, you know, in March of last year. But just as soon as you fix that problem or start to work on that problem, now you've got fall 2021 admissions coming in. And, you know, I know a small private school like yourself doesn't have a huge IT department. How did you deal with this now influx of applications?
Well, the main thing that we've been tasked with as of the last week or so, we got a heads up that the administration feels fairly confident that we're going to be able to have all in-person instruction in the fall. So up until a few weeks ago, we thought that we were still going to be using a hybrid model where there would be some classes taught on campus and other things would be taught remotely. And there is a flag in our data that describes how a class is being taught. So we have to keep records on, was it taught in person? Was it hybrid? Was it all remote? So we already flagged all the classes for fall as being a hybrid model. And now we're going to need to go back and change them all, most likely, to say, nope, they're going to be in person. And this is important because this is something that our accreditation body looks at. They want to know how we're offering instruction. So for the students who are coming in, again, this is something that they're probably not going to particularly notice. I mean, I presume they're going to be happy that they're going to be able to have courses in person. But for us, this is a fairly significant task to have to do very quickly to make sure that we're being accurate in the data that we report. So that's just one of the kind of things that's going to have to happen for fall 2021.
Catherine, I love it when you talk about significant change, but, you know, it seems like with the Boomi platform and under your direction that you guys are able to adapt to those changes. I know with the 2021 applications, you had about 10,000 records, I believe, that you guys were manually having to input.
Yeah, there are a lot of tweaks that have to happen to applications as they come in. And in the past, part of the way that this data got managed was with student work study. And of course, ironically enough, with no students on campus, there haven't been these extra student workers to do manual data entry and manipulation. So one of the other things that we made a top priority this past fall was to create a data upload process so that our staff in the admissions office, they have comma separated value spreadsheets that have the data that they want to upload for their admissions data. And they can upload those files. And then we have an integration process that runs in the background that makes the updates to the database tables as needed, instead of a student having to sit there and do the data entry by hand by looking at the spreadsheet. Yes. And so our admissions team was very happy that they did not have to be the ones to do manual data entry because they've already got a ton of work and their workload has also increased because of the pandemic. So I think that was one of our best bang for the buck type processes that we developed over the last year.
Well, that's fantastic. And for a lot of companies, the pandemic has really been a catalyst to accelerate their foray into digital transformation. but you guys were already there, so to speak, with the Boomi platform. What's next for St. Edward's as you look at, you know, transforming the university more and more digitally, and how can Boomi help with that?
Well, I feel like we've just put our toe in the water, actually, because we've been using the integration platform since 2017, but we hadn't branched out yet into any of the other tools that Boomi offers. The next thing we're going to do is start working with Boomi Flow, and I'm very excited about that because one of the good problems that we created once we gave our functional users a way to upload these spreadsheets to update tables. When we're working only with integration, the way that we came up to do that was they upload the file to Google Drive, and then the integration process runs on a schedule and pulls, or, you know, checks every 10, 15 minutes to see, is there a file there? Is there a file there? And when there is, it gets processed. But now that we have so many of these processes running, the schedules are starting to overlap a little bit too much, and we're actually having some problems with resource availability. But as I said, I think that's a good problem to have because it means that the solution that we built for people is something they like, they're using it. So now they have used it to the point where we're having some growing pains. So what we want to do next is we're going to use Boomi Flow to build a new user interface for our data upload process so that users can do it on demand rather than uploading a file and having to wait, you know, 10 to 15 minutes potentially for it to get picked up. So I think that's going to be a big win for our users.
That's fantastic. And you are following the, I would say, the script of many of our customers where, you know, they start out with the platform, they are connecting things and they're using our low code integration for productivity and for, you know, that the low code aspects. But then they start to realize some of the other parts of the platform, which can be a value, like Boomi Flow, which is, you know, a low-code orchestration engine that you can put in front of your applications. And I love the fact that you're talking about with that user interface. Now you're almost enabling your users and your students and your faculty to be more self-help and more, you know, pulling data themselves without just asking IT, can you get me this information or that report? Is that accurate?
Yes, although really getting information out has not been the problem. The pain point for our users has been getting information back in. Even if some of the reports from Banner are not exactly, you know, pretty, there are ways that people can get their data out. But to be able to update, say, more than about 100 records at a time, up until these past few years, folks had to do a lot of entry, one screen, one record at a time. And we, as you note, in the past, they would send us a spreadsheet and say, hey, can you get this data in the database somehow? But that put a lot of fairly low-level work on us, and we wanted to have a better way for people to be able to input that kind of data themselves.
Catherine, I'm curious as far as what are your future plans for Boomi and at St. Edward's? Any plans to connect to suppliers, vendors, and other applications?
We do have integration. So since we are a small school and we have a small IT department, we do very, very little custom code. And what custom code we have, we're trying to get away from. But that means that we have a lot of purchased software that we need to talk, you know, we need to integrate it and make it connect to their various other systems. So we have a connection to Concur that brings in our travel and expense reports. Right now, that is written in our legacy code. It's one of my top priorities to get that one set up as a Boomi process instead. We have connections to Newpark. I mentioned StarRes earlier. There will probably be other connections coming up in the future. We're also planning to do some more direct integration with our Okta instance for identity management, and that should be a big help.
This concludes our fourth episode of the Boomi podcast around integrated experiences. And today we talked about pervasive connectivity. Thanks again to Catherine Yoes from St. Edward's University and Steve Sang from Boomi for joining us. If you have any questions or would like further information, please feel free to visit resources.boomi.com. Be sure to join us next time with episode 5 when we discuss workforce integrated experiences. Thanks, everybody.